Ever wonder why your carefully crafted presentation gets glazed over looks while a competitor's half-baked pitch gets enthusiastic nods? Here's the uncomfortable truth. During virtual presentations, audiences direct a mere 10-12% of their attention to you. The rest? Scattered across slides, email notifications, and that oddly compelling dust particle floating across their screen. Over 40% of your content goes completely unseen, not because it lacks value, but because you're fighting against the brain's fundamental wiring. We live in an attention economy, where capturing focus has become harder than ever, yet most of us still communicate as if we're living in a world where people actually pay attention by default. Your audience's brain filters millions of sensory inputs every second. Only a fraction gets through. Our vision naturally focuses on just 15 degrees, an evolutionary trait that helped ancestors spot threats. Without priming, your message gets filtered out. Priming warms up the brain before delivering information, like stretching before exercise. Most business content fails by treating all components equally. Effective priming uses four forms. Perceptual priming employs sensory elements. Showing rough bark before market volatility data helps viewers process irregular patterns as the brain responds to imagined texture like physical touch. Semantic priming uses related concepts. Flower before plant speeds processing automatically in under 400 milliseconds. Effective priming harnesses emotions. Surrealist images boost creative output by 27%, with surprise triggering learning mechanisms. Repetition priming defies our fear of redundancy. Audiences exposed to a message four times show 65% better retention than single exposure, with 3 to 4 repetitions hitting the sweet spot. Your brain evolved for movement, not thinking. The sea squirt proves this. As a larva, it has a brain to swim and find a home. Once it permanently attaches to a rock, it digests its own brain. No movement, no brain needed. Modern cognitive science calls this embodied cognition. Brain, body, and environment work together. When you grasp an idea, you activate the same neural circuits used to physically grasp objects. Abstract concepts aren't just verbal, they're grounded in perception, action, and emotion. Handwriting notes activates visual and motor brain regions through finger movements, creating richer neural networks than typing. A study with 125 participants showed handwritten notes during presentations improved motivation and reduced cognitive workload compared to passive viewing or typing. Most business content relies on disembodied concepts, slides, and ebooks that don't engage sensory motor systems. This disconnection impairs learning, creativity, and decision-making. Companies can counteract this through experience centers where customers interact with physical products, gesture-based interfaces, or asking virtual participants to photograph something nearby. When physical movement isn't possible, vary slide duration and movement patterns throughout presentations to mirror natural attention patterns and maintain engagement. Being entirely right is boring and forgettable. Being completely wrong risks being unethical and unprofitable. The sweet spot lies in between, content that challenges assumptions while maintaining credibility. Provocative content violates established norms, creating surprise that prompts deeper processing. Studies show viewers spend 50% more time on unexpected information. The distinction between provocative and inflammatory lies in intent. Provocative content generates meaningful discussion, like why your best employees should work less, sparking debate about work-life balance. Inflammatory content merely seeks reactions without offering solutions. Combining hand-drawn illustrations with photography, wrapping text around images, or using playful design elements, think MailChimp or Slack, differentiates you in crowded markets. Forward referencing creates curiosity gaps using mysterious pronouns. This simple change increased productivity by 300%, creates more intrigue than implementing flexible work hours increased productivity by 300%. Like fashion designers creating eccentric runway pieces to generate buzz, use strategic exaggeration to capture attention. The key? Understand your audience's boundaries, then strategically push just beyond them to create interest without crossing into offensive territory. Gordon McKenzie, a former Hallmark cartoonist, discovered that even skydiving became boring after 6 months of weekly jumps. If something as thrilling as jumping from airplanes can become mundane, your quarterly business review doesn't stand a chance. The brain habituates to stimuli remarkably quickly, even exciting ones. Boredom represents negative emotions with low stimulation. People get bored very quickly, requiring significant stimulus variety to shift them toward engagement. Yet too much stimulation also causes boredom. The brain maintains focus when properly challenged. Someone can spend 8 hours solving a 17 by 17 by 17 Rubik's Cube. A German study of 9,452 high school students showed boredom increases when tasks are either too easy or too difficult. Choice is fundamental to maintaining attention. Lack of perceived choice predicts boredom, while having choices increases engagement, learning, and performance. Research confirms those who live purposefully experience less boredom. Nobel Prize winner Joseph Brodsky warned graduates that adult life brings far more boredom than education, requiring constant changes in jobs, locations, relationships, and interests to escape it. To capture attention, invite people to think critically and look inward. Truth is, a statement that is most probable in proportion with the evidence available at the time, acknowledging that truth evolves with new evidence and requires validation, not convenience. Business claims fall into five categories. Definition claims investigate what something is. Audiences must agree with your definitions. Factual claims observe whether something happened or exists, bringing credibility when impressive or disruptive. Facts are objective and verifiable. Opinions are subjective and interpretive. Cause claims require evaluation. Does cause precede effect? Is there a dose-response relationship? Does removing components eliminate the concept? Value claims assess whether something is good or bad. Though opinion-based, effective value claims combine curiosity with disciplined methodology, like Zagat rating restaurants on food, decor, and service. Policy claims, telling people what to do, face the strongest resistance. Introduce policy changes during natural transitions, major life changes, or minor shifts, like switching software. Evidence must match your claims. Today's informed audiences demand higher proof standards. Combine statistics, testimonials, and anecdotes, providing more evidence for controversial information, less for simple points. Sustained attention is the most profound compliment an audience can offer. The principles explored here, priming the brain, engaging movement, balancing provocation, managing boredom, building credible claims, and using fresh metaphors, represent a fundamental rethinking of communication in an age where attention has become our scarcest resource. Your ideas deserve audiences who lean forward, ask questions, and remember what you said weeks later. This happens when you understand how the brain actually works. Its prediction machinery, hunger for movement, and need for challenge and choice all demand authentic engagement. Start small. Add one unexpected texture before your driest data. Repeat your core message 4 times in different ways. Ask your audience to physically move or interact. Use a fresh metaphor instead of climbing another corporate mountain. These aren't gimmicks. They're alignment with how human brains actually process, remember, and act on information. Capturing attention isn't about tricks or manipulation. It's about respecting the magnificent complexity of the human mind enough to communicate in ways that truly resonate. Your message matters. Make them look.